Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letters. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. You're all I want in a man, I put my life in your hands. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word,
I'll try it.
And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We here. It's 8 o'clock. Ready or not, we here. And I'm still setting up. I'm the host for the evening. Everybody know my name. Randy Jackson, a.k.a. K-Sean, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru. A.K.A. Mr. Fuck Loves. I gotta throw that in there. And I'm just glad to be here. I'm just really, I'm just glad to be here tonight, you know. Another Friday night that we get to spend together. And I'm really fortunate. I see the people on the phone lines, and I always appreciate the early birds. You know, that's important to catch a show from the beginning. And I appreciate the people who are out there on the links, too. I had a lot of different scenarios that I had planned. I was just talking behind the scenes with a friend of mine. And we was talking about how people expect for you to do something for them without them doing something for you. And it seems like a lot of times we get caught up in that, expecting somebody to do something for us when we didn't really reciprocate, or we didn't do anything for them. The bottom line is we got to just all start doing things for each other. We got to stop being, in competition, and we just got to start sticking together. Because if you was a weak-minded person or somebody that was on the edge of whatever you're going through, things like that might bother you. But if you're strong, like I'm strong, you know, so I just keep keeping on. I told somebody one time that how I became strong is because of all the conflicts and tough things I've been through. And that's what really makes you strong in this world. Nothing in this world is more dangerous than a person who has healed his own, I'll say, wounds. There's nothing in the world that's more dangerous than a person who has healed his own wounds. And we all been through stuff. And that's what really makes you strong. I like to feel like that I'm different. And I'm different because I embrace what my parents and God have made of me. Embrace that. I know we come out here and this is a relationship podcast, and you know we're gonna get into that. You know what I mean? We're gonna get into relationships and things like that. And y'all know we're gonna go deep, and we're gonna go deep as we can go. But right now I'm talking about me as a person. I'm talking about my loyalty. You know, because like when you're doing these podcasts, like it's like you expect certain things. Like sometimes you want certain things, and you expect certain people, you know, and you ask people to, you know, come on my show. Well, I can understand why people might be afraid to come on my show, but you know, we get a little reckless on here. But you know, sometimes you expect people to come on your show, and you don't know if they're gonna come or whatever they're gonna do. And regardless to what they do, the show must go on. And that's why we got co-hosts, you know, sometime to catch up the slack. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna be looking for a female co-host. I'm gonna have to put that out there. I'm gonna have to be looking for a female co-host. Everybody know I have Pastor Ruben, you know, as a co-host. He hasn't really he hasn't really been around much the last couple of weeks, so I think he's been having a lot of problems. Either he's been having a lot of problems or maybe, you know, he might be just tired of doing the show. I understand. I mean, so to listen to some of the stuff that go on this show, it kind of puts you in a, almost make you like a sacrificial lamb or something like that. You know, I understand. I understand what everybody do, you know what I mean? Like, nobody's getting paid to do this. So, like, you can pop in and pop out as much as you want to, but what the people don't understand is that the people who got their name in the forefront, the people that's got their name on the top billing, you know, we got to come up here and we got a job to do. You know, everybody who got the podcast, we got to come here when the day come, whether it's a Thursday or Sunday or Saturday or Monday, we got to come up here and the show must go on. So we got things to do. We just got things to do. And see, me, I'm a person, my loyalty don't have limitations. My loyalty, it don't have limitations or it don't have a price. And I know I get up here and I talk about fuck love and all that stuff like that, but I got a lot of love to give. But I don't give it to everybody. And my love is different. And that's what makes my love special. Because my love is different. And that's why I hurt different. I hurt different because my love is different and because I don't give it to everybody. So when the people I choose to give my love to, if it turn around, if it don't reciprocate and it don't come back like I expected to come to, then my hurt is on a whole different level, man. You know, my hurt is real. We got a hell of a show coming up tonight. You know, we gonna get busy with this show. I got a shitload of stuff to talk about. I'm hoping that if anybody on the line and you want to go live, press 1. If you don't press 1, I won't know you here. But I'm just here. I mean, I'm just here. You know, I'm not even considering myself like a podcaster. Like, I'm an educator, man. When I come on this podcast, I'm educating people. Whether we talk using profanity or whether we talking about sex or whether we talking about side chicks or cheaters, we educate people. We further people education to the highest stage of elevation. And it start off with me. Because I'm comfortable being who I am. I don't press myself to fit in with nobody. I don't party. I don't hang out. I don't got a lot of friends. I'm just me. And I stay out the way. And I stay in my lane. And that's being me. I like to think of myself. A lot of people look for drama or stuff like that. Like, I avoid conflict. I don't really avoid conflict because I'm afraid or I'm scared. Shit, I'm scared of myself. Like, I can go from 0 to 1,000 in no time. I just get up here and I get on this podcast and we talk about relationships and hopes to make people understand that it's more than a relationship than love. I don't know what toxic look like. I don't let it get that far. I never let a woman dog me. So before it get to that point, I'm gone or she gone. So I don't really know what toxic look like. So when I'm on here and I'm talking about relationships and stuff like that, I'm really trying to help. And everything go back to what's instilled in us, what's instilled in us from our mother, or what's instilled in us from our father, or what's instilled from us from God or whoever. Like, yo, my father died in 2010. My mother died in 2020. I haven't heard my mother voice in 3 years. I haven't heard my father voice 10 years. But I'm going to tell you something. They in my heart, and I talk to them. That's why I talk to them. I talk to them through my heart. A lot of people give me flack about the love thing. I'm not a hater. I'm not hating on people who are in perfect relationships. Nah, I'm happy for you. If you're in a perfect relationship, shit, I'm happy for you. Trust me. Because my last relationship before was 8 years, and then she left me after 8 years. But damn it, God damn it, let me tell you something. I'm glad she left me. You know why I'm glad? Because she could have still been here. Advocating, perpetrating a fraud, pretending to love me and care about me, wasting my life. Shit, I'm glad when she left. Shit, she could have left earlier. I mean, if she wasn't into me or if she wasn't loving me, she could have left earlier, but I don't really care because, listen, the main thing is she left me. She wasn't happy and she left me. Thank God. Think in my mind, imagine if she still was with me. That was five and a half years ago. Imagine if she was still with me pretending, wasting my time and wasting my years because, shit, I done did a lot of shit in 5.5 years. Let me tell you, I done went a lot of places. I done did a lot of things. I done conquered a lot of wars. I done made a lot of I done did a lot of shit in 5 years. Shit, I'm on this podcast 3 years. And I built this from the ground up. And shit, I think I'm doing pretty good. I got people that listen to me every night, every Friday. I got people who donate to the show. I got people who support me. Let me say that real quick before I get off of that. I want to thank everybody that donated to the show last week and during the week. I want to thank everybody. I can't never let that go because that's what keeps the show moving. I got a couple of people pressing one. Well, some people was pressing one and hung up. They must have got tired of waiting. Let's go. We're going to go on to that. We got some crazy topics coming up tonight. You know, I love it. I love the topic segment to hear what different people think about the topics and what they got to say about the topics. I really love that part of the show. But let me say one thing before we go to the phone lines. And I want people to understand this. I'm not a hating on love. For everybody that's in love, more power to them. All I'm saying is don't live your whole life searching for love. Like, love yourself. You know how people look up to heroes, like we when you were a kid and you got heroes? Think about that. People, kids got heroes now. Kobe, rest in peace, Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. Why are heroes got to be people that we had never see? People that we had never touch? Think about it. Everybody hero is somebody that you would never see. Somebody that you would never touch. Somebody that you would never meet. Why is that? And that's strange. So I live my life. I'm not, when I say I'm not in search of love, I'm not giving no longer am I giving anybody the benefit of the doubt. You are what you show me. And I hear what you say, and I believe what you do. And that's how I motivate myself, and that's how I live. And that's it. Because people know I could talk. That's one thing God blessed me with. If anybody on the phone lines and you want to go live tonight, press 1. We would love to hear from you. Let's see what's going on in lines.
Yo.
9794, you live.
What up, Aunt Matthew O in the building? What's shaking?
What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. I just wanted to call in and wish you good luck on the show tonight. You know, as I said earlier, unfortunately, I got a family event that I got to attend tonight, so I'll be listening in sporadically, but there's going to be a lot of noise in my background, so I didn't want to interrupt the show with that.
Nah, that's all right. You know, I said that earlier, the show must go on.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You got to handle business, but the thing is, you called, you took time out today. You took time, and you still came in, and you know, you gave a shout out. That mean a lot to me.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot of supporters out there too. So you know, I wanted to, give out a small apology to our supporters who was expecting to hear my voice tonight, along with Mr. Funk Love. Hello. I got a couple of other situations that popped up tonight, so gotta handle that.
And we. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to be here every Friday. We ain't going nowhere. We'll be right here tying up these lines every Friday night.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Well, yeah, man. Definitely, man. I hope everybody enjoy the show. You already know what time it is. So I hope y'all got y'all drinks, whatever y'all smoking, whatever y'all doing. Y'all already know what it's about to be right now.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna take it easy for a little bit. You know, I had a lot of people say they was gonna come on and press one. A couple of people I told to come in and press one. I wanted to, you know, a lot of people be scared to press one. They be scared to mess with me. I don't know why.
Don't be scared.
If I tell them
you
lies,
won't bite nobody.
If I tell them lies, they love me.
Just tell them you're a fool with a rock wall of face.
But
I'm gonna let you get on with the show though, and
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, sir.
All right,
always
be safe. Enjoy. Let me see. That's my man O right there. Let me see who else on the line. 1173.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's the deal, Miles?
I'm sitting over here in my boxing shorts chilling.
Oh, you felt like telling me you had on boxers for some reason?
Yeah, because your lady listeners, I want them to know I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay, well, everybody knows Miles is ready with his Fruit of Loom boxes on. He's ready.
No, I don't wear no Fruit Looms, homie. Let's not go there.
What was the mother one? Kangaroo pop.
I wear BBD, big and tall.
Oh, big BBDs. I don't even know if they're around anymore. BBDs. They used to be. I don't know what happened to them. What's going on with you tonight?
Nah, man, I'm just saying, listening to you max out. I was talking to O earlier. I wanted to say hi to him before he got off there, but he's doing some family things. Other than that, I'm just sitting here. I was on my back porch, but that heat told me to get my ass in the house.
Oh, yeah, it was hot today, brother. It was muggy.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here listening to you with my air.
I'm still here for a second. What up? I'm still here.
All right. Oh, so, yo. Now, when you get down there, fix me a plate and send it to my house, man.
Man, I don't think it's going to be any less the same, man.
I don't eat
but
no
I
pork
and
stuff. I don't want no pork. Let me tell you what I want. Look, this is what I want. She got to be 5'8", 175, with two thighs.
Gotcha. You want her to know that you wear Fruity Loons stuff?
I don't wear Fruity Loons, brother.
At least.
I wear them drawers that cost more than $3. That's what they call.
Man. Yeah, man.
That's I'm like Jay.
We gonna find you something.
That's right.
That's you might not have no teeth, but we'll look you out, brother. We got you.
Yo, man, you have a good time down there, man.
All right, man. Thank you.
Yo, I passed out your number for the game Monday.
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll talk about that definitely towards the end of the show. But yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you, brother.
All right. So Jay.
All right.
What's going on?
What's all this sound like you got an attitude today, man? What's up with that? Don't go for love, man. Get away from that love, man. Love, man. We idle basketball players, Muhammad Ali. You ain't gonna never see him.
I always do my podcast like whatever mood I'm in when the show starts, that's how I be. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I might be more serious than other times, and then sometimes I might be, you know. Sometimes you happy go lucky, sometimes you feel serious, sometimes you know, like somebody told me one time, like, Jay, stop thinking everybody like you. See, I got a bad habit of thinking that everybody is like me. You know what I mean?
So they said, want to be like Mike?
Yeah, so I got to learn that everybody ain't like me. But, you know, whatever.
Well,
hold on.
Well, you do have in common, Jay.
Hold on. What's that?
We do talk a lot.
Hold on, Miles. Hold on.
Gotcha.
2769, you live. 2769. Did you press 1?
Probably got one of them bootleg phones.
Oh, no, I was on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. Good evening. I was invited onto the show. My name is Yvonne by Leon, and he told me it was going to be a good show tonight. I was here from the beginning, following it up, listening to the wonderful music, listening to your prelude. But I am curious on what your topics are going to be tonight because...
Jay, before you answer that, let me say something to the lady. Before you answer that, Jay, miss, you ever see that movie they call Rated X?
Of course not.
Okay, we got like 5 X's on this show, so be careful. What you asked for.
Mm.
Go ahead, Jay, tell about the show.
I just want to know, the topic.
He be wanting to know why people be muting him. He be wanting to know why he be getting muted all the time. Like, I just brought him on to give a listen. Oh, how you doing? But anyway, thanks for first time listener. I'm Jay Sean. What area are you calling from?
I am from New York. I'm on Grown Folk Talking Network. I have a show.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we gotta find out about that. We gotta find out about that. We got some I got a couple of, my topics be strange, but I could hit you with one of them to see how you feel about it. One of the topics is what was better to you, in your opinion, the first time you had real sex or the first time you had real love?
They came in different. One came in from first base, went around. The other one started at last base and came around. So they're different. They affect you in different ways. One affects your heart and one affects your inner body to your heart. So no comparison, in my opinion.
I like that. Cause that's almost like it's almost like a question that can't be answered, really. I mean, it can be answered, but it almost can't be answered. Like you said, it might be two different times or two different situations that you can't make, what would you say, equivalent to each other? Well, I mean, I guess you could if you really wanted to. But so you saying that it was two different times, so you can't compare them together?
Nope. I said it's two different types. Two different types of feeling. One can make you high, and one can keep you high. Oh, I like that. That shit was good. Sorry. Let me write that down. That was nice.
We got a live.
Thanks for asking.
We got a live one. You said one can make you high, and one can keep you high.
Oh yeah.
Got a fish on a hook.
So
gang.
I'm assuming that. Sex can make you high, and the love could keep you high.
That's correct.
What you mean?
Ding, 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 ding. Give the man $55. No. I'm sorry.
No, I can relate to that. I could. I really could. And what's your name again?
Ivarine.
Evolving it. Okay, now you think you're ready for another one? They get harder.
No comment on that. Go ahead.
His mom is sitting comfortably.
This is not going to be the show for me because I have to go back to work. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to say that like they get harder, but I meant to say.
It's mind over matter.
You just start laughing. You started laughing, so you made me start laughing. Okay. This one is a little bit, like Miles said, the show is a little bit, sometimes we get a little bit much. But if it's too much, you don't have to answer it. Because, they just topics.
Hell,
we all adults here. Miles, mute your phone. If you got a if you met a man,
okay, shut up, hold on.
If you met a man,
he coming.
And he was well,
is this show
hung,
recorded?
Right? Is your show recorded?
Okay, good.
Yeah,
continue.
You can go back and you listen to it anytime.
Thank you.
Okay.
I met a man.
You met a man, and he was well endowed. But the only problem was he only could last 3 to 5 minutes during sex. That's every time you had sex, he could only last 3 to 5 minutes. What do you do in a situation like that? Do you keep him and deal with it? Do you delete him, forget about him, or do you try to help him out? What would you try to do?
You save the best for last.
Help him? That means help him?
You save the best for last. If he only lasts 3 or 4 minutes, you do everything else before that. And then when it's time, it's time.
In other words, you talk about
foreplay
first?
I'm sorry, what did you say, host?
No, that was me, Miles. You other words,
No, Miles. He said something. What did you say, host?
I said that, no, Miles said something, but then I was going to say.
No. What did you say?
Me or Miles?
You.
No,
that wasn't him.
Me.
Miles
said something.
No, I was saying when you said save the best for last, I said, so you do foreplay first?
No, that's what you said over top of him. Him. What did you say when I finished speaking?
I didn't get my name is Jay Sean. I didn't get it all out.
How do you spell
that? To say
that.
J-A-S-H-O-N. But everybody called me Mr. Fuck Love.
I won't.
Mr.
Go ahead.
F Love. Mr.
I
F
won't.
Love.
Go ahead.
Because I don't believe in love.
Point well taken. That you were going to say.
Oh, I was getting ready to say, because the way you said it was like you would save the best for last. So if he was only worth 5 minutes, you would get everything you could get in the first 4 minutes, and then the last minute would be the best. Or you would get the best out of that.
I would
That's
get everything I could get in the first 3 hours. You get everything you can get in the first 3 hours, half hour, 1 hour, whatever the time slot is. Last minute, we're going to last only 3 or 4 minutes. Then you save that for the end. You save it for the end. Because that's most exhausting usually. For everybody.
How did you get 1 hour out of 3 to 5 minutes?
Because you're doing everything else before that. See, good sex is not about being on top. That's not good sex. Well, for some people. For some people, it's all that stuff before, sometimes after. But penetration, you know, that's kind of minimal at times compared to all the other wonderful things that can happen. So if he's good for 4 minutes, 4 minutes, until we both are ready for that 4 minute stint, and that's that.
So a lot
damn,
of
man. Damn. Thank you, Leon.
Sound like a lot of foreplay.
And that's what you said when I finished saying what I said before Miles was asking about the foreplay. I heard you loud and clear.
What did I say?
You said, damn.
Wait a minute now. I don't usually get speechless on my own show now. You got my mind thinking a little bit here now. Are you a Virgo?
Nope.
All right, let's get deep a little bit deeper. How old are you? You don't have to
deeper
tell me the
than
exact.
That? Whoa. I better hold
no,
on.
No, you don't have,
but
you
I don't
have to tell
long.
Me the exact. You don't have to tell me the. You don't have to tell me the exact age. Like what range? Like the 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 60.
You tell me.
you sound like you, but you sound like, you sound like you maybe about 39 or 40.
Okay.
Sound like you're about 40 years old. You sound like
now,
you
is
might
that my
be
voice?
About,
is that my voice or my responses?
That's just the vibe I'm getting. You sound like you might be about, you sound like you might be about 5'6", pecan 10, slim in the waist, pretty in the face, bedroom eyes with kissing lips, shoulder length hair, dimples.
Damn, I'm about to go look for that lady.
that's her. And you said you're not a you said you're not a Virgo. So if you're not a Virgo, are you a Cancer?
Oh God, no.
I'm usually good with that. You got it. You're not a Cancer. You're not a Virgo. So, don't tell me you're a Gemini.
I will not. I have a question.
Are you a Gemini?
Oh
go
no,
ahead.
Definitely not.
Shoot.
I have a question.
Okay.
Which
go
are
ahead.
You most afraid of?
I'm afraid of Pisces.
That's what I am.
Damn it.
But
I
knew
see,
that.
Man, you see, I know what I'm talking about.
I knew that.
It's the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of Pisces.
I know.
And you a Pisces for real?
100%. Us two.
Oh, hell no. Beware. Beware of the Pisces.
What you afraid of, Jay?
She know.
So will she share that with us then?
But the key is not being afraid, it's being aware. That's the key.
Aware.
Mm-hmm.
Aware of her.
And you are. And you are. And you are.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
So you never said what age range you was in.
I'm 61.
61?
Hold on.
You said
wait
61 or 51?
Boom, boom, boom. 6.
What you said?
The one that comes after the 5 and before the 7.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait one sec. I'm in Patterson, New Jersey. You said you 51 or 61?
The one after the 5 and before the 7.
Hey, she don't
what?
Sound like a first-time caller.
You said you, how old are you?
Miles.
Yes.
How old am I?
61.
Thank you.
61? You don't sound like somebody 61.
Does time really exist?
Time is infinite.
Time waits for no one.
It started. And it's on and on and on and on.
Wait a minute. Do I know you?
From a nightmare or a fantasy?
Oh, snap. That's that Pisces thing.
From what you said, from a nightmare or a fantasy? Yeah. You said a nightmare or a fantasy?
I did.
From a fantasy.
Yes, you do.
I told you, Jay, she's not a first-time caller.
She what?
She's not a first-time caller, Jay.
What you mean, Miles?
She is a first-time caller.
What you mean, Miles?
She just sounds familiar to me.
I don't trust Pisces, like you said, Jay.
She just sounds familiar to me. You threw me all off tonight. I had a whole dialogue and a whole structure. You just came into a monkey wrench and the whole thing. Now you got me intrigued, interested, curious.
No longer
but
fearful.
Let me tell you something. You're in the right place. You're in the right place tonight. Because I very rarely could meet my match. I'm the best that did it and never got away with it. And it's something about you. I don't know what it is. I don't know if you sound familiar to me. 61, I don't know. 61 years old. I just can't grasp that. You don't sound like you're 61.
Time really does not exist.
So maybe then, okay, if you 61, then maybe you 61 in years, but in life, maybe you younger than that. Maybe you met somebody when you was young and you was with him maybe 20 or 30 years and now you just broke up and now you just living.
Oh, my brother, I have two divorces down, a daughter who's 38 and a grandson who's 19. Not.
Jay.
Two divorces down. That's me, two divorces down. I'm two divorces down.
Jay, you don't remember her, Jay?
She just said I did in the fantasies, yes.
No, think about what she just said to you. Two divorces, 38, and what else? Couple of months back, Jay.
Man, come on. You think I can remember a couple of months back? I can't remember yesterday.
Jay Sean.
A couple of months. Yes.
Yes.
I have never, never, never been on your show.
I know.
Never. Don't let my
show, but it's another show.
She never been on my show. But look, check this out. You never been on my show, right? So, okay, you got a podcast too, you said, right?
I do.
All right. What is your podcast about?
Life issues, many.
In order for Leon to tell you to come on my show, you must have a show that's just like mine.
Oh, absolutely not. But.
Absolutely not.
No, not on. Absolutely. My show is not like your show. Absolutely not.
Well, you definitely don't got no religious show.
There's a lot in between your show and religion, from what I understand.
Of course it is. That's why I'm saying you can't have a religious podcast because I can't see anybody telling a religious person, yo, you need to go on Jay Sean's show where they talk about sex and strippers and pimps and cheaters and all stuff like that. I couldn't see that. If he told you about my show, it had to be a reason.
I understand how you both think. So here it is. Your show and religion, in between those two things, are what? What type of show would be in the middle of religion and your show?
Reality.
Between religion and my show?
What would be the middle?
Woman power.
Life.
Women's lib.
Life. Life.
Life.
That's called reality, right?
Life. So your show, I believe, based on what you just said, is extreme to the nth degree on relationships and sexual and sexuality. Religion is just the opposite
right.
of all of that. And in the middle would be life.
So what day is
so
your show come out?
Is that Miles?
Yes.
Yeah,
Miles.
Who
am I?
He loved the talk.
Wait. I'm sorry, Jayshawn. Miles.
Yes.
Who am I?
I'm trying to get. I'm recognizing the voice. I know I heard it before.
Huh? You heard it on Adrian's show. You heard it last night. You called me Carolina Rice because I was talking food. This is Evadine of Evadine with Company.
That's
Talk
right.
Worth listening to.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Thank you.
You were just on earlier.
I'm sorry, Jayshawn. Jayshawn, I'm sorry.
All
back
right,
to you.
All right.
Did you have another question for me?
No, I want you to ask me a question.
Uh-oh.
And the question is...
Anything.
Why do people... Well, first of all, are you a Taurus?
No, I'm a Virgo.
Okay. So why do people always feel like others are attacking them?
Ooh,
they stay on the defensive. Why
good
do they
question.
Always feel people are attacking them?
I feel like that a lot.
I heard that already.
I feel like a lot of people is always attacking me, or a lot of people always out to get me or against me. And I think that I feel
Is it true?
Yeah, I believe it's true.
Okay. And you believe you feel like that because what?
Because I'm different. We all different, but I'm very different.
So why do you feel like they're attacking you? Why do you feel like they're attacking you?
I don't trust nobody. I don't love
nobody. Why do you feel like they're attacking? See, because what you're saying and what I heard you say in your prelude, what I heard you say is you, me. That's what I heard. As you were speaking about your relationship, glad that she stepped out. It would have been 5 years of a waste. And
someone
got in my car the other day, very, very wealthy. I'm assuming he's probably a millionaire. And he felt like this woman that he spent all this money on in 7 months, traveled here, traveled there, Louis Vuitton this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That she did him wrong. I said, what was your budget for that relationship? See, because he did all that spending, all that giving, because he was marketing himself. I told him, write it off on your taxes, since you have a business. Write it off as advertising. Okay? And when you go into the next one, I told him, set the budget for that relationship. You won't, but the most important thing I asked them, did you enjoy the things that you did with her? Did you enjoy the travel? Did you enjoy giving her the gifts and her response? Did you enjoy the things you were doing? He said, yes, and there's no loss. There's no loss. You enjoyed it. She enjoyed it. You did it. Next. You know?
Who's no, calling? Go ahead. I'm just calling somebody. I'm calling somebody in.
Hello?
Yeah, why is he? Why is he crying about the money anyway? He's spending it. He shouldn't even been thinking about it. Just spend your time with the lady. Enjoy yourself.
That's right. And have no regrets. Never have a regret for what you want to do, and never do anything you don't want to do.
Exactly.
That's the rule of a relationship. But to do something, because that was part of it.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Absolutely not.
Okay, now we talking. Says the 61-year-old Pisces. Why are you not in a relationship right now?
He hasn't appeared, but I'm not looking.
So you're looking for
so
love?
There's no, so there's are no, you, see, you, I'm not looking.
You're not
I know it when I
love?
See it. No. No.
Is love real?
Absolutely, when it is.
But you're not looking for it.
No, I love me. My friend says to me one day, are you ever going to stop patting yourself on the back? I said, when I get tired, I will hire someone to do it for me. And it's only for the things that I do. I'm not a conceited person. I don't have an ego. I don't even spell it. None of that. I just know what I do and how I do it and how well I do it. And I talk about that. And he felt that was patting myself
right
on
there.
The back.
That's the key right there, what you just said. See, I never hear nobody say that on the show, what you just said. Never. Except for me. Other than me, you the first person I ever heard say that. That you love you.
Oh, no. In
and
love
that's
as
me.
Well. That's right.
I love me. In love, whatever you want to say. I love me.
Well, you know they're
and
different.
You love you.
Very much. But you know they're different. Loving and being in
I mean,
love
I know
are
the
two
difference if
things.
I say,
okay.
I know the difference
okay.
if I tell somebody love you or if I say I love you. Love you,
no.
I love
no,
you.
No, no, no. In love. There's a difference between being in love and loving.
Okay, look, I
don't
want to be in love. I don't want to be loving. Rub-a-dub-dub. anything that rhymes with love or any kind of whatever you want to say, rub-a-dub-dub, love, in love, none of that.
Why?
Oh, yeah, you is the first time on this show because I tell everybody because everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me.
No, they didn't.
And we're – who?
No, they didn't.
We say?
Me?
They didn't?
No, they didn't hurt
me. Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me.
No, they didn't. You know who hurt you?
Oh, I got – you know what? You know what? What's your name again? I keep forgetting your name. What's your name again? What's your name again?
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
What's your name again? Mary Jane? That's your name,
my
Mary?
My name is Ivadene. No, it's Ivadene.
Ivadene? Ivadene?
Ivadene. Mm-hmm.
No, what's your nickname? What do they call you? Vada? What's your nickname?
What?
Vada?
Why would you,
what is it?
Why would you want a nickname? Do you
because.
Have a device? Do you have a device? Wait. Can you Google right now while you're talking?
Um, Nah, we not doing all that. We gonna deal with our minds right now. We not doing all that. Just ask me and I'll tell you. I'll use my brain to Google.
So if you look up my name, if you look up my name, E V A D Y N E, you will find that in 1942, the pharmaceutical industry created an antidepressant with my name.
Evonine.
It's pronounced Everdyne pharmaceutically. Everdyne. And it's a pharmaceutical antidepressant.
So somebody named you after depression medicine?
An antidepressant, but she didn't know it.
Antidepression medicine. Oh, they didn't know.
She didn't know. I found out 40 years, time flies. Between 4 and 5 years ago is when I stumbled upon it. The way she originally saw my name, which is my mother, the way she originally saw my name was Evadne, E-V-A-D-N-E, and she added the Y and accented the E. And the way she spells it with the Y, a pharmaceutical antidepressant, and also it's used as a temporary sealer when they're doing dental work and you have to come back, a temporary sealer.
So, Jay, maybe that's why you don't like Pisces, because she could depress you, huh?
What?
No, it's an antidepressant, Miles. It's the opposite.
Anti. So that's why you're scared of her, Jay?
No, I didn't say scared of her.
Well, that's the one I'm missing. Thank you.
No. She's an interesting woman. I mean, I can't lie about that. Like, you came on my show, and you really caught my attention. You know what I mean? And that don't happen much. Cause I'm a king. I'm a master. I'm a boss.
I'm surprised how calm you got him right now. Because he usually be like off the chain, but you got control of him, right, my sister?
not my intention, Miles. Not my intention.
I understand, but you got him in a place that nobody hardly got him. I'm enjoying this one. I'm enjoying this.
Well, he's in a safe place.
Yeah, you got it right where I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
You heard what she just said. Why do I feel like people
out to get you?
What she said, attacking me to get me.
So let me tell you why they didn't hurt you. Normally,
go ahead.
Normally, it is expectations of others that let us down. We expect of them. They don't necessarily agree in advance. We expect them to do X, Y, Z, D, E, F, G. And when they don't do it, we blame them for not doing it. But in a lot of cases, and I don't know yours exact, in a lot of cases, they never agreed to do those things. Cases where they did agree, we're human. Things change, as we know. Things change. I have 2 videos on my YouTube. One, how to have a happy divorce, recorded before I started podcasting. The second, how to have a happy relationship. And in both of those videos, there's a lot of similarities in how to have a happy divorce and how to have a happy relationship. But the key to both of them, with the divorce, going out the same way you came in, and with the relationship, coming in with your part complete and whole. So if you come into the relationship whole, you will leave that relationship whole. You do not go into a relationship looking for someone to make you happy. In my book, I tell people, if someone tells you, I need you to make me happy, I put in all caps, R-U-N, run. You bring happiness 100% to the relationship. The other person brings happiness 100% to the relationship. And together, you become happier. That's what that I-E-R is all about. You become happier.
Now, why Leon asked her to come on your show, Jay, because her conversation, the same thing, you're part of a relationship, too.
You sound like, I met women like you before in my life.
Hold on 1 minute.
Hold on. What's that? Some type of therapy thing? Hold on 1 minute. I never heard that in the middle of a podcast. In the middle of the show, hold on 1 minute. I think that's some kind of therapy shit right there. Hold on 1 minute. You probably not doing nothing. You probably just said, hold on 1 minute. To mess with my head.
Not at all, but if it gave you a chance to think and not speak, it would have worked.
Nah, I don't need no time to
think.
I just didn't buy that one right there.
You don't even know how to take a...
It just felt strange. Hold on, I was getting ready to come with some shit, and he was like, hold on 1 minute. I'm like... Nah,
okay, hold on.
Come right.
Come on with it, brother. Come on with it. Take it easy. Come on, let it out.
You book. So hold up. Stop making me laugh.
Why?
Laughter
is good for the soul.
You book smart, right?
Okay.
Is
that a question or a statement?
See, you
is
book
that a
smart.
Question
see, I've been
or
around.
A statement?
No, I'm talking. You book smart.
Go ahead.
I've been around women like you before. That's book smart. For real, I have.
But let me. I'm sorry. I need to interrupt you.
No. Hold up. I'll let you talk. Let me talk. I've been around females and ladies like you before. That's book smart. And y'all can put words together really good. Really good. And they make sense. And they come out, the words come out kind of soothing. And the way it's like hypnotizing. But it all come from, it's not from the streets. It's from book knowledge. Like you very book savvy, I could tell. But a lot of times there's people that's really book savvy, when they come against people that's street savvy, book smart, see they tend to run into a lot of trouble. It sound good. It feel good. It might even taste good. But now I'm really starting to understand you. So
you read a lot of books, Jay?
Let me know when you're ready.
No, she do. No, she does.
Oh, okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Or has.
What was your question? Wait, Miles, what was your question?
Then,
No, I was asking him when he was saying, he's saying you read a lot of books.
No, he means that I'm educated on a certain kind of level and that my education could not hold a cup of water to the street university that some people come from, and that the brother feels that I'm so high up in the air, snooty pooty tooty with 1 or 2 degrees that I'm trying to lay it out so intellectually that this brother can handle it. But if he took me to where he got his, he would crush me. My brother, I have a high school diploma. Hold on, Miles, hold it. No, you have
he
to.
Got well, you got to call. He got to want to come
in. Let her talk. Go ahead.
Brother Jay Shaw.
Let her talk.
Brother
yes,
Jay
yes,
Shaw.
Yes.
I have
you
a
you
high
like
school
you missionary.
Diploma. Brother Jay Shaw.
You missionary?
Brother Jay Shaw. Brother Jay Sean.
Excuse me for a second. Jay, LaToya, LaToya's on hold there, Jay.
Miles, hold up, Miles.
No, she wanted me to let you know she's trying to get in. That's all. So go ahead.
No, hold up. I'm just saying, hold up.
No, she just called me and told me to tell you, let you know.
It's no winner here. This is just a conversation. That's all. She's a missionary type woman.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
Up, ooh. Down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. There. Stop, go, faster, no. Over there, what's wrong? Keep up.
Are we talking sex or work?
You lost me with that one.
I tried to keep the words small.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Eva Gabor. You know exactly
Eva
what I'm Dine. Talking about.
Eva Dine.
Eva.
Eva Gabor.
Eva Dine.
Eva
Gabor. Eva. A missionary,
so I will
right?
say you were wrong. I hope this wasn't a test. You have failed. You were wrong. I am not book smart. I am universal smart. I attend the University of the Universe. I have a high school diploma, 6 months of college, stepped out when I saw the game that was being played. I'm an insurance agent, a tax preparer, author, a document preparer, self-taught through the University of the Universe that's open 24/7, 365 Earth time, and it's tuition free.
Oh, Lord. Jay, you got somebody on one calling you.
Oh, it's a couple of people pressing one. I know. They got to wait for a minute. We got something serious going on right here, right now. I don't know what it is, but it's something going on here. I don't really know what it is yet, but it's something, like, you got to know. Like, you got to know when something big is happening. See, me, I'm smart enough to know something big is happening right here on this show right now.
Afraid?
Yeah, you got somebody matching up with you.
I don't know what it is.
Remember I said that, right? Afraid or aware?
God put everybody in people's lives for a reason. So everybody that's pressing one, just bear with me for a minute. Please, I'm going to get to everybody. We're going to get to the topics. But listen, for real, I want everybody, people texting me. I can't look at them. You got people texting me, Ms. Gabor, and you got people texting me, and you got people calling me. I'm not stopping nothing because this is something going on right now. This is bigger than me, and this is bigger than you. This is bigger than the Keeping It Real show. This is bigger than all that right now. See, I can feel that because I know.
Sound like the showdown at the OK Corral.
It's a show up
going on here, bigger than that.
It's a show up.
Rule number five.
What's this, Pisces versus Virgo?
Yeah, you know rule number five?
Of course not.
Show no love. Love will get you killed.
That's in the street, bro. And guess what? You could show love and get killed.
Go ahead. I want to say something after
the
you say
key
that.
Is not being afraid to live. People are afraid to live.
You know you can be dead but not be dead. You could be dead on the inside and not be dead.
100%.
You know that, right?
Absolutely.
You got people that's walking around that's dead, but, you know, they dead on the inside. They dead on the inside. They breathing and they living, but they really dead on the inside. They really dead because you got
people,
you got
afraid
people
to
out
live.
Here that's, yes, and plus you got people that's dealing with people who, it's people out here that's,
hold on, no, that's you're actually,
who is that? Miles, what you doing?
You were
man? Mute your phone.
No, I'm trying to, that was my brother. I'm trying to get him to shut his TV down for you on air.
So, Miles, what he's saying to you is when you have to speak to someone, can you mute your phone before you turn your head? This way.
No, my phone don't mute
don't
like
hear.
That. We're on a different station. He only can mute. No, it's just that my brother turned his TV up, and I was trying to call him to let him know, turn it down. Because
you were calling him throughout. You were calling him while he was talking, and it was like, you know. How far
I have my phone on the counter.
I know you don't want to miss nothing, but how far away is your brother?
He in the next room.
Hey, hold up. Hold,
it's right there, his door,
hey,
right next
up.
To my door.
Hold up, Miles. Don't let that first time caller check you on the show.
I know. I got this, Jay.
How far you?
She treat me like this every time he went on my her show, Jay. She always come at me like that anyway, Jay.
You talking about she controlling me? She controlling you? How far your brother from you, Miles?
Hey, I be picking. She be picking with me all the time, Jay. I'm used to it. That's why when I heard her voice, I said, "Uh-oh, not who I think that is." Yep, that's who it is. She was just out with me at 6 o'clock, Jay, getting on my behind about that too, man.
Oh man, nah,
that's why I love talking to her, Jay, because she always like that.
Man, I don't even know what you're talking about, man. I don't even know this woman yet, but it's something about her that's it's something about her that I like. I don't know what it is, but it's something about her that I like. I appreciate you. Because let me tell you something. It take a lot for a person. Well, it seems like it takes a lot for a person to come on a podcast and not be shy and not be afraid. Especially to come on my show and deal with me, because like I'm a loose cannon. Like I'm the kind. I always tell people, an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. So I'm really like an intelligent person, and I come out here and I act like a fool. Like it's show business. Like I'm putting on a show.
You're gonna have a lot of explaining to do next week, Jay.
I'm not crazy enough to know. I know when. You know, I mean, I know when it's time to, you know, put on a show, and I know when it's time to have educated dialogue and professional, and I know when it's time to have fun. I know all of the above, but I really had a good time talking to you. I'm not gonna lie about that. I can't believe it's 9:20. But when you told me,
boy, you're gonna get ripped next week.
When you told me you was a Pisces, that kind of explained everything because I got a lot of connections with Pisces. For real, my first wife was a Pisces. For real, 10 years. Like I know Pisces. My sister is a Pisces. My first wife was a Pisces. Like my daughter is a Pisces. My Shadi is a Pisces. My nephew is a Pisces. I know Pisces.
Yeah, and this Pisces just puts your Pisces in check, then shit.
When But that's good, though. It's all good. Shit. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it was very interesting, man. I'm feeling this one.
I really enjoy her company on the show. For real, I really did. Cause right about now, who knows what I would be talking about? I could be talking about anal sex or threesomes or penis size or I could be sleeping. But you kept me awake because I'm known to fall asleep on a show. That's my stilo. But you got me up. But look, Eva Gabor, could you
Can't ever get her name right.
Say my name.
You're gonna stay with us. I can't pronounce her name. She said it was something. I can't pronounce that. Eva sounds easier.
Eva Denae. No N. The N is on the end. Eva Denae. But you know what? Forget my name. Please answer your calls. I'm going to go on mute. It's been a pleasure.
No, but don't go nowhere. I want to talk to you. I don't want you to hang up and then I'll never hear from you again. I want to talk to you.
And you she gonna tell you what to do. Go answer your call.
Because I want her to. I want her to promote her I want her to promote her show before she leaves. Like I want you to promote your show. Are you going now? Or are you gonna stay with us? What you want? You want to promote your show right now? Like, cause you damn sure. I know you dedicated some time to my show. I'm sure people enjoying it. First lady to ever come out here and put Jay Sean in check. I mean, so, hey, or quiet me down or
okay.
calm me down.
I thank you. I will announce my show. It's Ebotanate with
okay.
Company. Talk worth listening to. I am on Grown Folk Talking Express Yourself Podcast Network, Mondays, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You could also catch me on networkingforsuccess.info. That's my website. And please purchase my book, Mind is the Mental, as Teeth are to Dental, and We All Have a Mind.
What's the number to you? How do you get on your podcast? What's the number?
520-525-8633. 520-525-8633. 8633, and do not.
That's
announce
Mondays it. Between four. That's Monday between 4 and 6.
That's correct.
In the afternoon, okay. And what's the name that's of your book? What's the name of your book? What's the name of your book?
Mind is the mental, as teeth are to dental, and we all have a mind.
Now you know why I love listening to
that's
it,
the
Jay.
Title?
That's the title. Mind is the mental.
That's a long ass title.
But it's 44,000 words in the book. So if he can't get past those 8, what can I say?
Damn. You know, I wrote 7 books. I'm an author too.
Congratulations. You should join my bookshelf. Join my bookshelf.
Yeah,
Networking for Success bookshelf.
I got 7 books, 9 movies. Excuse me?
Oh, you sweetie. Good for you. Send me your stuff. Are you writing this down? Email me. Team.
You ain't messing with no peewee here. You messing with a big dog.
Wait. What's that Kanye and Jamie Foxx song? Gold Digger, no joke. Now. So
I knew she was coming with that one, right, boy.
I had a movie in the movie theaters now before.
Oh, goodness.
My movie was in the
congratulations.
Movie theaters. My
is
life
it on YouTube
story,
now?
My life story. Yeah,
is
all
it on
my
YouTube?
Movies on YouTube. All
give
of
me
them.
The name of one. Give me the name of one.
One of my movies, the Honest Sinner by Randy J. Sean Jackson. and then you probably could get all of them. The Honest Sinner by Randy J.
Honest Sinner.
Thank you very much. I'll look you up. Thank you. Really, it has been a pleasure. Let me go ahead.
It has been, for real. All jokes aside, I'm a tune into your show Monday, and I'm gonna try to purchase your book if I could ever get the right title. I can't get it right now. All I got down is mind is mental.
Mind is to mental as teeth are to dental. But if you go to the website, networkingforsuccess.info, INFO, like information. But here's my number, 347-457.
Hold on. Don't get your number out like that. You're going to have everybody calling you. Hold on. I think
it's,
I see it out here.
It's
with 2769.
Public, Jay. Jay, it's public.
Yes, my name is public. I'm a businesswoman.
Listen. It's the reason why I'm saying that. Hold on 1 second. Is this your number in with 2769?
That's correct.
All right, hold on 1 minute. I'll write it down. Hold on, because
how long is
I got
your
a
show?
Problem with every it's forever. It's to 10 o'clock and then we get rated X after that. But look, let me write your number down. Because I got a bad every time when people give out their numbers, then everybody wind up calling them and stuff like that, and sometimes I don't appreciate that. So I got it right here. Wait a minute, I wrote down the wrong thing.
Miles, help the brother.
Hey, Jay, and plus I'll remind you Monday at 4 to check out our show.
He's better with words than numbers.
I'll be there. I'm just making sure I'm writing it down because, I got it. All right. Now I just want to make sure. Wait, but look, somebody just pressing one might want to talk to you. I don't know. You want to leave
okay,
before
so I'm just
they might.
Go on
I don't
mute.
Know if they, all right. Just
go ahead.
Go on
I'll,
mute for
I'll
a
be
minute,
here.
Then.
I'll be here.
Okay. All right. You single. You ain't got no man. You ain't going nowhere. Hold on.
And I am not offended.
743, you lie.
How you doing? How you doing, Jay? Seem like. How you doing, Dr. James? How you doing? Seem like you met your match, Jay.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Dr. James?
I'm all right.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing fine,
but I was checking out the conversation.
Yeah, I know I do, but I was checking out the conversation. But she's, I listen to her show all the time. I talk to her. She's a very, very intelligent woman. So you got to be careful what you say with her. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dr. Jen, when I recognized her voice, I knew Jay was in for it, though. When I recognized, like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Hey,
y'all got something in common. Y'all both writing books. That's good. I mean, you know?
Listen, no two people could go at it like that and don't have nothing in common. Of course, we got to have stuff in common, writing books and doing podcasts and you know what I'm saying? We probably got more in common than that, you know what I mean? But like I always say, everything happened for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll pretend like that.
I'm just checking everything out.
Yeah,
so
I got
everything.
James, I ain't hear from you. I ain't hear from you in a minute.
Yeah,
I
listened last week, but I didn't say nothing. I was just listening. I didn't say nothing.
It's okay. It's okay. I got a topic for you.
What?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not a hard topic. What makes a woman wife material?
Well, for me or for most people?
For you.
For me, good credit.
Well, for me, I could say to cook, clean, wash the dishes, scrub the floors. Nah, that's the old way.
What?
I know a body man want to hear that one.
He said
but
cook, clean,
guess,
and wash the floor.
I guess if she paid half the bill.
Come on.
I guess if she paid half the bills,
Serious, Dr. James. What make a wife? What makes a woman wife material? You've been married before. What makes a woman
she got,
wife?
Yeah,
material,
She gotta love you. She gotta take care of the family. She gotta look out for your children if you got children. She gotta care about you. Like Biden, they say, you don't go in there looking for love. You bring love to the relationship. But you also want somebody to love you back. You know what I mean? I think that's the most important thing. If you love her and she loves you back and y'all can get along, then y'all can figure everything else out. But it's hard to get along with people. It's hard to, you know, to be compatible. Everybody got their own ways. But you find somebody you get along with and you love them and y'all can work together, then it's a possibility that could be wife material. What do you think?
I think you single.
Because you don't believe in love. You don't believe in love, right? You don't believe in the love one, right?
That was a cold one.
I he said that, but I'm saying you don't believe in the love part, right?
No, don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's hard. It's hard to say. The only other way you're getting married to a woman if is because y'all going to split the bills or something, you know? Right?
Yo, man, that was cold. That was colder than a milkshake.
So you gotta bring something to the table now.
I thought you was gonna answer it different than that. I don't know, but you was gonna answer it
like
different.
Like what? Either you love him or I can't say. You said wife, right? You didn't say girlfriend.
Expectations.
Hey Miles, what Miles? How do you know a woman is wife material, Miles?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't tell you that because I've never been married. And I just look for somebody that, you know, we both can get along and communicate with one another and just hope for the best and work at it.
Now I know why all these women in trouble out here. Now I know why.
Well,
I done asked two
ask
men.
The Bodinay. Ask the Bodinay.
No, she's a woman. I'm asking men.
Or ask her what make a husband material.
No, we talking about women.
Well, I'd say she gotta be able. Okay, put it like this. Want to keep it real? She gotta be willing to have sex.
She gotta be what?
Willing to have sex.
It
could be when you're dating a girl, then all of a sudden at everything going good, you say, hey, you know, I'm going to marry this girl because she giving me everything I want. I'm giving her everything she want, and we both making it work.
Hold on. Y'all going to stay single. Hold on one second. Hold on.
What?
1202. You 1202, you lie.
Yeah. Grand rising to everybody on the line. I have come in peace.
Leon,
pick yourself up.
Leon.
I don't need that. Pick yourself off of mute, Ivanine. Are you there? Ivanine.
They showing some high.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm here.
Jay.
Yes.
First of all, I want you to know that we do over there on Grown Folks Talking promote your show. And I did invite her and a couple other people that may still be on the line. And if you would have went to the lines and maybe got some of us in here, especially me, you could have saved yourself a lot of stuff that you just went through. Let me tell you something. You have never met, and you will never meet a person like Evadne ever. There's only one person that I've ever known seen her fall asleep, and that's not very many people at all. And so I invite her on the show because I know what she brings to anything that she's on. And so I invited her over for multiple reasons, and it panned out to be exactly how I thought it was. And with her, the more you talk, the more you have to think before you talk, because if you don't, she's going to give you exactly what she gave you, and what she gave you was nothing. Trust and believe what I tell you. It's a lot more to her than what she said. And she told you the truth about everything. She is 61. She told you the truth about everything about herself. One thing that she doesn't do is she doesn't lie about anything. Actually, she tells too much truth. And so she brings a lot to the table. And I would love to see you go to your lines a little bit sooner than this to see how many other people would have had comments to what she has said, because she said a lot of interesting things that is true, that holds true. And so she kept us on. I had to try to get you to get us in here. I tried to spare you, but you wouldn't go to the lines to get us in here to talk. And so, therefore, you got what you got from her. So thank you, Evadne.
Hey, I was a fan for a minute.
Hey, Leon.
You still can be a fan. And her name is very easy to say. A lot of people at first had trouble calling her name. I did. I made the mistake on calling her. I can't remember what I called her, but after that, I had no problems on calling her name. But go ahead,
Leon.
I think he's going to suck. Yeah.
Now, when I heard her start talking, I said, I know that voice. And then when I figured out who it was, I said, oh, Lord, it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, Jay's in trouble. And so, Jay, you know, I would love to see you go to your lines to see your listeners and what they had to say on what she was talking about and what she said and what she brought to the table. And Evadne, thank you for coming on. And, Jay, when I invite people on your show, I don't tell them what your show's about. That's not what I do. I just invite them on. I tell them it's going to be a good show. And this was a good show. So I never
yes,
tell
no,
people
I,
what kind
I,
of content you do.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
That was
that.
A great
really
conversation they both had, too, man.
I appreciate that.
But I just want you to know that Grown Folks Talking Especially Yourself is showing, is spreading the love. Just like it started. We started from over there. So don't think that we're not spreading the love. And I'm not the person who is going to bash anybody's show for one reason or another. Like I said, when I invited her, she could tell you she's on here. I didn't tell her what your show's about. I just invited her on.
You didn't tell her that it was colorful.
I appreciate
colorful.
That.
Yeah, I didn't tell her it was color. I didn't tell her anything. I don't tell anybody that. Yes.
I appreciate that.
I knew when
Evadne,
I heard that the light voice, I knew what was up.
Evadne, are you still here?
I am here.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Jay Sean thanks you, at Leon, and thank you as well.
I thank both of y'all.
Look how she come back with that one.
You're fine. There's only one person on this line that can deal with her.
Jay Sean, thank you first. Oh boy, this is a good one.
Hey, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your show.
Oh well, really,
when it is,
yeah, you know, I stepped down from talking with Leon, and the only thing I do is the King's Roundtable now once a month. Every last Monday of the month is the King's Roundtable. It's a support group for the men, but what I decided to do this month was I opened it up, which was last Monday, to the women. And I'm telling you, the show was good. The show was, I don't want to call it great.
I was on the show. I just didn't say nothing. I was there. I just didn't say nothing.
Yeah, we had a lot of information that was brought to the table.
We had a lot of people.
44. We got up to 44 people.
You was having all the gentlemen call themselves kings first. I heard it. I was on the show.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do in the Kings Roundtable. It's about inspiration. It's about inspiring. It's about uplifting the men, because so much of us is walking around in pain. And I want everybody to be able to take their mask off and have a place to come. So maybe I can give you some insight on what I've been through. Maybe somebody can give me an insight on what they've been through. And it's about uplifting us, because we need that. Because we don't get to express ourselves, in real time to heal each other. So, yes, that's what the show's about. I got another show coming on next month. It's going to be the Roundtable Bible Discussion. And so I think that's going to be showing good. People's been asking me to do that for a minute, so I'm going to put that on the table. You know how that goes, or how it can go. But next month, the 31st, 7 a.m., come in at 10 up. It's going to be the Roundtable Bible Study Discussion.
Will you come?
Is Victoria still there?
Anytime you want to promote something, just let me know. That's, you know what I mean? Anytime. You can be welcome to come out here anytime, man. Anytime. You know what I mean? Like I said,
I come up on a different show.
The other day, I just didn't say nothing.
Yeah. And I know y'all had to go because y'all had to do your own show, and I appreciated y'all.
Yeah, we had to go because Dre was on. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm away. I came over.
Yeah,
and then after I got off mines, I came right over there.
And that was a good show. That was like a game show. Monday?
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was good. It definitely was good. It was a good show.
I think you need to seriously consider. I gave you one show, and I don't think that you took it seriously when I told you about those three females. I think it was your niece. It was your niece. It was Lisa's daughter. It was down south, and then North Carolina. Yeah, Miss North Carolina, and then the other female that you had on. I told you you should give them their own show, and I'm telling you, Omar, the things that Omar brings to the table when he's up here and he's speaking and talking like the game show that he did. I'm telling you, it's growing some listeners, brother. That's all I can tell you.
He has a lot to bring to your podcast, Omar. He has a lot to bring. For listening in to the end it was very good, and he has a lot to bring to your podcast.
Yeah, he's a good speaker. He is.
Yeah.
A good voice for podcasts too. Like some people got that voice. And he got it. Definitely. But so, Liam, what you said, your podcast was once a month now?
Yeah, I do once a month now. You know, they got a brother named Star that took my slot, every Monday at 7, 7 p.m. He comes on, you should go on and listen to him. But I stepped down, Jay, because sometimes – you got to let go of something good to make room for something better. And I stepped down for my own organization that I got called Eyes with a New Vision. I needed to focus in a whole lot more and give more of 100% to that podcast. And I also had to step down for myself. But I got a function coming up. I'm going to be, as soon as I get everything, let me tell you this. I got a function going on in October. October is White Cane Awareness Month, and I got a function going on And I'm locking in right now. I'm locking in Bogata right now as we speak. You know, I got Bogata almost locked in to putting them on the ticket. They're going to be giving away a one-night stay and a $200 voucher, food voucher, for anybody that will come, and they may, you know, they can win that from them. So they're going to be on the ticket. So it's going to be pretty big, man.
Hey, Leon, let me ask you a question. Leon, how could a blind person go to Atlantic City? Do they let them play?
Why not?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you spend your money. Just remember this, Dr. James. When your money run out, they kicking you out, blind or not.
But I used to play cards. Now, how they going to tell me what the cards are? I mean, how you do that one?
Nah, they ain't going to do that because
I think they got, I want to say, Dr. James, don't quote me, they got online gambling. I don't know how that works, you know, right there. And it's a good question because I don't have an answer to that. But, you know, I wouldn't want to go gambling blind. I would want to take somebody with me, you know, if that was my case, if that was my, my thing I was doing. But I know they got online gambling. I just don't know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're gonna go down there and play with it, you got to get permission from the like the boss in the club that you know that you're totally blind and that the guy that you with is gonna check your cards for you, because they can't have their own employees do it because that's illegal, because they can rob you blind as you know, using that word.
Exactly.
But you have an assistant. But you got to notify them that you're coming with an assistant. You got
to
prove
that
you're fine now.
I used to look at everybody's cards. When I used to play, when I could see, I'd be looking at everybody's cards. So that's why I can't play no more, because if I can't see everybody's cards, I don't want to play, you know. So that's how I figured out what to do.
I'll tell you what, Dr. James, if you plan on coming down here for real, you let me know when and where. I got a lot of connections down here when it comes to the plug-in for the casinos. I just don't use the plugins that I have because I have no use for that. Like I said, you know, I'm plugged into Bogata, I'm plugged into Tropicana, I'm plugged into a couple of them down here that I've done events for. My organization has done events for Bogata. I haven't done one for Tropicana yet, but we're working on some things down here.
Hey, the Sands closed down, right, Leon?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to lose no more money, though,
so I kind of stay away from the place. But maybe one day.
Jay, I'd like to see you open up these lines in case anybody got any questions for you riding that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold up. Oh, yeah, I forgot. If anybody want to go live, you got to press 1 if you want to make a comment. Anything like that, you got to press 1. What we going to do, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back. I got to hook my laptop is about to go dead. So, look, I'm going to go to a quick song, and if anybody want to go live, speak to anybody that's here, anything you want to say or anything you want to do, you have to press 1. We're running out of time, so I'm going to go to a quick song, and then I'm going to be right back after that. If anybody on the phone line, if not, we'll just continue with the rest of the show. I got to find my charger real quick. Let me see.
I need to think about things too. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you going to call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now that's grown, and I came a long way. Bear taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love.
just can't help living without baby. Sometimes I just can't live crying about baby.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. That song about 7 damn minutes long, too long. Who could forget that song by Switch? At this time, we don't have anybody else pressing one. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna try to see if I'm gonna go into the next hour, or maybe I'm just gonna end the show. You know, sometimes that we had a good show tonight. And that's the beauty of podcasts, is that it's not like radio. Radio is taped, edited. Like podcasts, podcast is unscripted. It's a real time. What?
Hey Jay, you was right. Imagine, something you said earlier today.
What's that?
You said you never know what you're gonna get what's when that? You come on your show, man. And you was right.
Yeah, you never. That's what I'm saying. Imagine if, imagine if your podcast was edited and scripted and all that. You know what I mean? Like, you got what you got at real time. You know what I mean? It was authentic. It was real, original. I mean, you got it in real time. That's, like I said, that's the beauty of the podcast. And that's like, even when I get, sometimes when I get guests, I don't really interview them out because I like it to be authentic. Like, I don't want to tell them what I'm going to ask them, you know, because then it's like prearranged. And to me, that take away from the originality of it all.
Yeah.
You know, just like your show tonight. Just like your show tonight. It was unscripted and it was real and it was good. And I had a good time in that. I really had a good time. I usually be sleeping. Now I'll be dozing off. Like, I'll be out. I'll be gone.
Yeah, I figured out she was a Pisces. Like, oh, you a Pisces.
Miles is a fan. You a groupie tonight, Miles. You a Taurus. You a groupie tonight.
I'm a Capricorn, man. It was very interesting, Jay.
Stung.
I swear, man. I enjoyed it.
You've been stung by the what we call it? I don't want to get the name wrong again. You've been stung by, how you pronounce your name again?
Well,
Ivatane.
You've been stung by Ivatane. I'm not gonna forget it.
We're gonna call me the Queen E, not the Queen B. How's that? No joke.
Queen E.
No, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah,
no, don't do
that.
Hi, Latoya. Ivatane, how about you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain. Yes. Great show. Great show.
No, she was being bad.
No, not at all.
Yes, she was, Ivana. She knew she was being bad.
Not at all. Very interesting.
She was being bad. She was being bad, Miles.
Yeah, because I knew she was going after me when she kept saying, Miles, Miles. I thought, oh, Lord, she, I know that day. I know her.
People
you
got to
have your thinking cap on when she's on there, Jay.
People was texting me saying, she know you, Jay Sean. She know you. That's what people was texting me saying. She know you. She not 61. That's all the texts I was getting. She not 61. She know you.
She got your social security number, Jay.
Everybody be talking about that. They'll be talking about that tomorrow. But
it was
a great conversation y'all had going, though. It really was. You know what they say, great minds think alike. That's what they say.
You got to know to play that song. What was that last song by Switch you played?
I played that for her. I played that for her.
Yeah, I was checking that out. I knew it when I heard that.
Wow,
so I said,
crazy.
No, yeah. No, when you heard, I heard, I said, no, he did not just go there.
Miles, you agitate. You having a good time. If we beyond 10, but if you want to line and you want to say something, you got to press 1 because it's 10:01. Everybody that was on the link, I believe they got cut off. But if you on the phone lines, you still here.
And usually when we go beyond 10, you know what I like to say, anything goes beyond 10 o'clock. So, but.
Jay, it'll let you in after 10 on the 1?
No. Yeah, yeah. You can press 1 after 10 if you're already on the line. Yeah. But you can't,
nobody else
can't call in. And if they get disconnected, they can't call back in. And everybody who on the link, I think they get cut off at 10. But everybody who already on the phone, like, they good. You know, all the numbers is on the phone. I'm trying to get some people to press 1 to bring them in. A lot of people be afraid to press 1. I'll be trying to get people to come out here. I really wish people need to listen to this show tonight. Because a lot of people are afraid to come out here and talk to me, like, and I don't know why. I'm the nicest, kindest guy you ever might meet.
Yeah, that's why they don't want to come out, because when you talk like that, they don't want to stand next to you because a bolt of lightning might come and hit them. I whatever happened to Brother Watt and his wife, man? I haven't heard from them in a while.
Oh, I don't know. I sent Wap a flyer, but he didn't come on. Wap didn't come on. It's still a lot
of yeah,
people.
You know why, right?
Hey
Jay, you know
no,
why he ain't been on lately? You know he from Miami, right?
Why?
Miami, he got their behind whoop. His basketball team got a beat down.
Somebody texted me and said I'd be intimidated. But if I'm intimidated, then you heard how the young lady talked to me tonight. You know what I mean? So talk to me like she talked to me.
Yeah, she did put a leash on
you. Know what I mean?
It's only one of her. I can tell you that. It's only one of her.
Hey Jay, she put a leash on you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so
like,
I'm gonna give it to everybody double next week now. If I took an L tonight, I'm gonna give it to everybody double. I feel sorry for the people who come on next week. I'm gonna give it to you raw. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. But we still got a lot of people on the line. I want somebody to press 1 and come on. Let's talk about something.
Well, after what she did tonight, Jay, we're going to get you a GoFundMe page.
Oh, don't even mention that. A GoFundMe. I didn't even ask for donations or nothing tonight. I was caught up tonight. I didn't have time.
Well, you know I'm going to hit you off tomorrow, right?
I had my thinking cap on. Wait a minute. I think we got somebody pressing 1. Hold up one second. Oh, they did press 1, then they hung up. They said, forget that. Don't be. I was getting ready to go to their number, and then they said, forget that. Wait a minute. If somebody was on here pressing 1, where did you go? Wait, let me see. They must have hung up. See, if they hung up, see, they can't get back on the line. They done. It's a done deal. I supposed to be going fishing 5 o'clock in the morning, so. If anybody.
So where you going at?
I think my friend said we going to Wyckoff. I might don't go because you can't keep the fish, and I don't go fishing like when you can't keep the fish. I only go when I can bring them home. I'm not really. I got to see how I feel. 5 o'clock in the morning. That's early.
I did get that air warning, right? That stuff coming back down from Canada.
Yeah, I might don't even do it. Who playing music? Who in love? Who's playing music back there?
Is that you, Miss Latoya?
That's not me.
No.
Latoya don't do stuff like that.
Nah, that's not me.
Somebody was playing that caught up in a one-night love affair, hoping true love we'll get him there.
I guess that was your competition
there. Let me find out that was Evanay. Evanay. That was Evanay. That was Evanay.
I must confess, it was me, because you said you were caught up, and I thought that was the perfect song.
And I love the way you came back with that song, too.
You're feeling yourself tonight. Okay, now. You got the right one, baby. You got the right one. You know what they say, right? What?
You just said
they say,
earlier.
Don't give it unless you can take it.
Oh no!
And Jay, guess what you did today? That came out true too, Jay. You said that you're looking for a new co-host.
No, she ain't no co-host. She's a top dog.
That's what I'm saying. You'll be the co-host on your own show.
Yeah, I have to be her co-host. That's what I.
You got to call her and ask her what time y'all coming on.
Yeah, I'll have to do that.
I told you she bad coming and playing that song and like that. Caught up in a one night.
I heard that caught up in a one night love affair. Hoping she'll be there. Wait a minute, one second. Don't nobody go nowhere. That's all you hear in Patterson is police sirens. That's all you hear out here.
They on their way to Dunkin' Donuts. We got a cell on.
I'm about to go. I'm taking my phone outside. My youngest daughter, who just started driving, she's outside. She bring me something. So let's see. Damn, you scared the hell out of me, girl. What you doing right here in my door like that?
I thought you were doing your podcast.
I am doing my podcast.
Oh, so that's why I came to the door.
Where you going? You can't double park a car like that.
Oh.
Where you going? What you doing?
I'm going
to 840 Fans. All right, be careful. You could have gave an old man a hug or something. Damn. I love you. Be safe. Be safe.
Only in Patterson, Latoya.
Huh? She's 21 years old. I still gotta give her money. I never heard of that before. You ever heard of that?
Hey, Jay, you opened the door. She was standing right there, huh?
Yeah, she scared the hell out of me. It's Patterson. Double parked in the middle of the street. 21 years old and working. Got a job and still come here asking me for stuff. Ain't that something?
That's how our kids grow,
I guess, right? She's 21.
No matter how old she is,
you always come to daddy.
No matter how old she is, you never stop being a parent, regardless.
Exactly.
You're right.
That's
about that.
Stop. And the older they get,
you'll never stop.
The bigger they want,
the more money. Yeah,
my daughter yell at me because I spoil my grandkids.
I guess I could be happy that she don't got no kids yet. She's 21 and she works and she got a car. So I just be scared. You know, people driving crazy out here. But what you gonna do? I got eight kids. That's my youngest out of eight. She's 21. All my kids is grown. And I'm fortunate enough to say I know all of them. That's a good thing.
How many grandkids you got?
I got eight kids and 14 grandkids.
Oh, man, you beat me by one. I got 13.
You got 13. But I'm not into that.
I got one great grand.
Now I'm not into that because I'm still I look young as hell. Like I'm young. Like I dress young. I look young. You would never think I'm the age that I am. Never. I can't get with that grandfather thing yet. I guess I'm gonna have to soon.
You can't stop
it. No.
Hey, Dr. Jane, he didn't want to realize he being a grandfather. That means he up there in age.
Yeah, you can't.
Hey, Chad, you got that. What you got that? You between that 50 and 60 spot, right?
Yeah, I'm in between 50 and 60. Yeah, I'm
no,
not
Jay,
51.
He between 50 and 60. Don't worry, he's 60.
61.
In a, what? When your birthday again, Jay?
I'm a Virgo, September.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he'll be hitting that 60 spot then.
Nah, maybe not. Maybe I'm still young. I'm young at heart.
Man, get over it.
60 young. 60
still young,
man.
It all depends on you. That's what counts. It all depends on you.
60 still young. 70 young, too.
Hey, I'm 65 and happy.
Who said that? You?
Me, Miles.
Is sex still good after 60?
It's all right, but I ain't going to die for it.
Better get you some Viagra.
Man, I ain't taking nothing like that. You crazy?
Yo, I'm scared of Viagra. I got Viagra, bottles of Viagra, Cialis. I just get it when I go to the doctors, but I don't never take it. I'm scared to take it.
Hey, Jay, I tell people this, Jay. They say, you know, Viagra make you blind. I say, yeah, I've been taking them by the case.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't mess with that, man.
You know,
I don't think it's natural. You got to take something to get you to go there. I don't play that route.
It can make you blind, though. That's one of the side effects.
Hey, yo, so Miles on here and Leon on here and Dr. James on here. I'm trying to see how many men on here. And we got some females on here. But somebody text me about if you go blind. I think that was Dr. James before. What was he talking about before, Dr. James? Something about you said you was having sex with somebody and they was biting their nipples or something. Was that you?
Nah, we was talking about, we
that
said, how do you know, it was woman, you asked the woman a question like, how do you know something like if you had good sex, and I said something if they sit up there biting their nipples afterwards, something like that.
That's right. I forgot about that. I had another one. I was, you know, I used to know this female, and you know, when she was having sex,
okay.
Every time she had an orgasm, she would say, I'm sorry. Like, and I never understood what that meant. Like every time you have an orgasm, like, you say, I'm sorry. Like, I used to try to figure out what that meant in my mind. Like is, do that mean I'm sorry because I had sex with somebody else? Or I'm sorry because it felt good, or I'm loud, or like I never really knew what that really meant.
Maybe she came before you came.
Yeah, but why would she say I'm sorry?
Any females on the line? You could tell you that.
Nobody.
What happened to a body name?
I don't know. She probably
who Ivadene? Who's Ivadene?
Ivadene is sorry. She's sorry.
Ivadene.
She says she's sorry. Oh, snap.
I had to step away a minute.
What's she,
I'm
what's
sorry.
She what's she
no.
What did she say?
She says she's sorry, Jay. Well, you said the girl asked you, she said, I'm sorry.
No, I had to take a break. So,
somebody texted me and said that maybe that's because she wanted, she didn't want to have an orgasm before you did. But that can't be the answer, because why would a woman want to have an orgasm? Why would a woman want you to have an orgasm before they do? I think a woman would want to have an orgasm before a man.
You're actually supposed to want to do it together, so you both explode together. But it could be emotional and or psychological.
Hold on. Let me get my dictionary for these words.
Your what?
Yeah, every time.
Dictionary.
Every time she used to have an orgasm, she used to just say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry," and I'm like, sorry
yeah.
for what?
I'm
sorry. What
yeah,
does that mean?
It could be spiritual or religious as well. Some things are embedded in people
spiritual.
So much that yeah. So you have people who
it made her feel dirty. You mean?
Yeah, like she was doing something that she knew was sinful. Because of, this is all, you know, thinking, that she was felt that she was doing something that, because you know how people do, you know, okay, example, people smoke, but they know that it's not good for them. Okay, so, you know, they pray and ask God for forgiveness and all that other wonderful stuff. So it could be embedded in her from childhood, you know, from growing up indoctrinated, that she's doing what she's doing. It could be that she came before you, or maybe you came together, she came first, however, that could be that too. So I guess you can kind of think about the dynamics of your timing and if she was sorry, if she came first or if she was just period sorry whenever it happened. But I'm just thinking spiritual or, you know, religious in the sense that she felt like she was doing something wrong. Or if she came loud and she was screaming in your ear, apologizing for that, or maybe what she was going through while the orgasm was happening could have been outside of her. And it could, there was a man I used to sleep with on occasion. He would cry. Every time he had an orgasm, he would cry. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I
he
can
would
do that
cry.
To anybody, but I'm just saying, he would cry.
You put it
I don't
on.
Know if he's still doing it. It had nothing to do with me. I never take credit, as I was telling you. Why do you think people are always attacking you? I don't take responsibility for things that I'm not responsible for. So it wasn't me.
But if he was crying, what did you say? If he was crying,
well,
what did
nothing.
You say?
He apologized the same way though. So when you said that, that's who it reminded me of. He would apologize.
Now,
he would cry.
When you were talking about religion, the thing, right? And most of the time in church, you know, women are told that if they do have sex and all that stuff, that's a bad thing as they grow up, right?
Oh, I don't know. But I just know that fornication, like if you were, go ahead, Latoya, you were speaking?
Well, I didn't say nothing, Yvonne and I.
I'm sorry. if you grow up in the church, you know that fornication is it's taught that fornication is a sin and adultery is a sin, you know, sex, that whole thing that we were really created to do.
If you're not
free,
right?
We were created to do it. But so if it's in them on some level, then they may feel that, or again, it could be whatever's happening to her. Because, you know, a real orgasm, they're not surface at all. You can literally have an orgasm thinking about somebody who's not even in bed with you. I know you all know that. Okay. So, not even in bed with you. You know, it's sex and lovemaking and all of that wonderful stuff is if it's not just duty, if it's not just, and even when it is duty, you can take yourself somewhere else and be with someone else in your head that helps you enjoy the body that happens to be present. So it's hard to say. And if you still talk to her, if you still know her and can reach her, ask her. That's usually the best way to get an answer.
But that's what our bodies, all our bodies are for orgasm. That's what it, that's what they're there for. You just got to know how to make it come out of there.
I guess.
Some guys try so hard to make a girl have an orgasm, they feel like they done messed up.
I think I'll ask her and then I'll let y'all know. For the next show, I'm going to ask her. Like, yo, why did you used to say you were sorry all the time? Like, what was that all about?
Please don't say yo. Say, hey, I have a question. I was listening to a podcast. Don't say yo. I'm sorry. That was a book meme, not the street meme.
That was a book thing? That was a book
yo.
Thing? Yo. Yeah.
That's you telling you how to talk, Jay. Don't say
yo.
No,
she was a yo type. She was a yo type female. Yo. She was like a yo, like a yo.
Wish we recorded this one. Yeah, you didn't record
like
it.
Yeah.
Again, Jay.
Wait a minute, who's playing that?
Guess who?
No, that's not me. That's
you.
Somebody trying to throw hints out. That's Miles playing that, Touch My Body.
No, that's not, bro. That's not me. I know whoever it is. There's a woman singing it, though. Touch My Body. Flip My Honey.
No, I was throwing shots back at Evaline.
All right.
Evaline.
You keep going, you'll get it right by June 2025.
I'll get it right by Monday when I listen to her show. I'll have it right Monday. I'll have it right by then.
4 p.m.?
I got a call. Yes, I'll be free at 4 o'clock. I'll make sure of that. Definitely. Look, we're going to, because it's a lot of people on the lines, but they're not pressing one. I guess they just listening to us talk. And I could entertain them if I really choose to. People know I get very colorful.
Hey Jay, just say Friday, man. They don't go out no more. They come to you.
They do. You know, Friday. This is Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold up. One second, everybody. Don't go nowhere. I'm sending out a text. 1 second. I'm texting the female. I'm asking her why did she used to say sorry. Let's see. Let me see if she texts me back.
Ivanina, you still there?
I am here.
What do you thought about 6 o'clock today?
Today, 6 o'clock has come and gone.
No, I said, what you thought about that 6 o'clock today?
With Adrian's show? You talking about Adrian's show?
Yeah.
That was
good. It was good to reminisce.
I caught the end of it. I didn't catch
And she said she's thinking about doing the show, playing like old school music for the show. She got that idea from during this month, you know, a couple of people were doing the music, Wally Bay and everybody. It's good to do the throwback, you know. And luckily with the internet and the satellites, you could always go back. The shows you like to watch that made you laugh when you're feeling sad, put on something that you know made you laugh. No ratchet stuff. That's a different kind of laughter. You want one from the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, that's true. I like feedbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. Miles, you can go way back. Way back. Or you're,
hey.
I don't know about way back. So, hold up. So I text her and I asked her why did she always used to say she was sorry after big orgasm or whatever. And she texted me back and said, because I loved it always, you know what I like and do things before I ever ask. Whatever the hell that just meant, I don't know. I don't know what that meant.
Sound like she eat a box of Fruit Loops every morning.
Sound like she maybe she drinking. I don't know, because I didn't understand that. We do things before I ever ask. So I don't know. I guess I was doing some things before she ever asked. I guess I was doing it. I guess I was in the right spot at the right time, saying the right thing, doing the right thing.
I think she misunderstood your question, even though you were clear when you said orgasm. I think she is referring to being sorry, I guess, because y'all broke up. And that's what she was sorry. I don't know why, knowing. Well, I'm sorry. But that's what she's going to get it. I'm only kidding. But I think that's what she's responding to, being sorry.
Why are you screwing with Jay like that?
I'm sorry. But no, I think she misunderstood the question. And maybe when the sun is up, you could ask again.
You done messed him
up
already.
I'm texting. He's trying to get clarity now in this cloudy situation.
Hey, Dr. James.
Yeah.
What's the name of this show again?
Is it Keeping It Real?
I thought so.
Hey, somebody needs to start a dating website. You bought it, Nate?
I did. Ooh. I did.
Yeah,
so
I know you did. That's why I said that.
Thank you.
That. I wanted you to tell Jay. You can hook him up.
No, I can tell him he can participate in the process. I make no promises.
That's true.
It's all about the algorithm. And
she's starting a dating website.
Yes, I'm starting a match-up. It's called a match-up service. It's called Networking for Success. Match me up.
Well, nobody.
Was you an investigation with the FBI for a couple of suicide? Serial killers was on your show.
Nobody don't want to.
No, no, Miles.
Love a man that don't believe in love. Who want to date a man?
You don't want to hook up with a blonde, 5'10" blonde.
No, who?
Some people believe in love, some people don't.
You don't want her to hook you up with a blonde?
A blonde? No.
You have a disclaimer, right? On your show when you do this?
Don't hold me accountable
for these guys now. I try to get you the guys and the best girls.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a questionnaire where you will answer the questions about you, who you are, what you like, where you live, not your specific address, where you want to live, ideally, how you feel about children, if you have them. And again, you know, your likes and dislikes, type of music, dancing, art, theater, all of that. And that's all about who you are. And then the other part of the question is, what does your ideal mate look like to you? And then you will list all the things that you would like your ideal mate to come with. And then the other, everybody's going to do the same thing. And then when the questionnaire goes up, it's going to go into a database and who matches up. So if ABDR is looking for ABDR, then ABDR and ABDR will get matched up. And they'll get matched up and they'll make the determination. You know, it's real.
You hear that,
How much you charge for that?
It's going to be $59.95 to register.
And why do they always got to put that 95 in it? It just can't be a code. Even $60. They over there, $10.99.
Okay, it's going to be $59.69. How's that? Now, let's see if you want to take that one off the equation.
No, it's just
that
I know a lot of
people.
There's a reason they do that. For, I think it's a tax purpose or something they said, that they only, you know, they don't round it off. They just like $59.95 or $49.99. They never go to the round, the even number.
The even dollar.
It sounds cheaper. It sounds a little bit cheaper, just like you say, $100. Oh, give me 99. You know, the same thing.
Yeah. 99.99.
But I like the name, Networking for Success. Match me up.
Yeah, match me up, baby.
I'll send it to you.
I want a woman who got a bigger paycheck than me.
A bigger butt than you.
That too. And I definitely want to be in the back seat while she drives me around for free.
And she can wash, cook, and scrub the floor, right?
Nah, I ain't
wash
doing all that.
And scrub the floor.
I don't want no woman
Dr.
scrubbing
James,
no floor.
You wanna, Dr. James, you want a sex slave.
Concubine.
You want a concubine.
Dr. J looking for doggy style woman, always down there scrubbing the floor, and he behind her.
Now all the ladies down here is missionaries.
I guess I couldn't go to Patterson looking for nobody like that, right? They'd probably shoot me.
Nah, hell yeah. Patterson is like Vietnam out here.
Dr. J, they meet you at the sign which says "Welcome to Patterson." They be two blocks before the sign. You pick them up there.
I'm trying to get to Atlanta. I'm trying to get to Atlanta. That's where I'm trying to get to.
I know. I used to go to Patterson all the time, but I try to stay away from there at night. Yeah,
because
I know the game. I go in the daytime.
My daughter trying to get me to move to Pittsburgh with her. You know that, Jay?
My son lives. I got a son.
My daughter keeps telling me
that
she be trying to get me to move down there with her.
My son is a post office worker.
Man, they ain't running me out of Patterson.
Who?
No one. I was born and raised here.
Anybody know Timmy Thomas? Y'all don't know Timmy Thomas?
He used to live upstairs for me, Dr. J.
The basketball player.
Dr.
Yeah, he played in the NBA. He's very famous.
Yeah, he used to live upstairs. My mother used to feed him breakfast every morning. You know, his sister is 6'8".
What is he doing now? He's 6'10". What is he doing
now?
Yeah,
I don't know what he's doing right now. But I know he turned down a $69 million contract with the Chicago Bulls.
Now, he played in the NBA. He played for the Milwaukee Bucks, played for a little while. I don't know what happened to him.
When he turned down that $69 million contract with the Bulls, ain't nobody heard from him since then. Chesky felt he was worth more than that.
Yeah, he probably did.
Probably so.
Yeah.
That's the problem these people run into. They get too greedy for money, you know?
Yeah, he used to come downstairs on our back porch. He used to always come down, sit on a back porch, and brag about how he paid, you know, over at Patterson Community, Catholic school up the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but his sister had some height on her, man. Like, damn.
He went to Villanova. He played 1 year and went to the pro. But, you know, he could have had a longer career. I don't know what happened to him. You know, maybe he got hurt or something.
Nah, his britches got too big, man. Somebody offer you $69 million, you're going to try, nah, man. Come on, you wasn't doing that great. You better take what you can get.
Look at Kanye West. Kanye West had $2 billion he walked away from, right?
Yeah, it's Conway. Well, you know, he was off his meds.
Way off.
Yeah, he was way off his meds.
Yeah, man.
I would have said yes, 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 everything the people say until I put that money in the bank. Then I would have cursed them out after I got the money.
Them guys get some crazy money to play sports, though.
Yeah.
Right about that. If we about to close out this show, man, it's getting late. It's 10:39. Nobody else don't want to press one and join in. I'm gonna try.
I just want to say to the real host tonight. Thank you. We want to thank you because we're gonna chew Jay behind out next week because he got chewed up tonight. And one thing about Jay, when he get a conversation like that, he loved that. You bring the best out of him when you do that to him. I love the way you control him.
I love that
muzzle you put on him too a couple of times, and that leash, that choke chain. Now I got to go across the street. I got to go across the street to his house and donate to him.
Miles, I take no credit for any of that. It's bigger than us, as he said.
I just tried to talk to her
behind the scenes. She wouldn't say nothing to me. She was afraid.
You didn't
hear me saying hello behind the scenes just now?
But I thought you was talking to the woman that you were trying to get on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
No, did y'all hear the hello? Wait, they didn't hear the hello?
No, ain't nobody couldn't hear.
Yeah,
me.
I
didn't hear nothing. Just me and you.
Hello, but I thought you were. I had no idea. You didn't. You know what? You didn't call me by name. I thought you were trying to reach the young lady to find out why she'd be sorry.
I ain't said your name
I
one time.
I
called
you by your name. He don't know how to pronounce.
I had no idea. So hold on. Let me get it right. Hello? Hello? Hello?
No, we're in front of everybody.
Hey, no
shit. I didn't want to be rude.
I had to be sorry.
Yeah.
Miles.
What's up, Jay?
Okay, you can hold the show down for 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Dr. James.
Yeah, 5 minutes. That's a long time.
No, Dr. James, what happened with I ain't hear your dog tonight. What happened? He sleeping?
Oh, that's my son's dog. He done took him around to his girlfriend's house. His girlfriend lived around the corner. So now he's over there with his girlfriend. So that's good for me. I don't have to hear the barking, and I don't have to throw him scraps. You got any dogs?
No, I had a pudge. He passed, you know,
that's
he died of old age.
That's what my son got, a pug, yeah.
Yeah.
But he run around the corner because his girlfriend's sister got a dog, a little dog about the same size. So they play together, you know.
You still in New York, right, Dr. Jane?
I live in New Jersey. What?
Oh, no, because I would say, you know, because they kept talking about that smoke stuff that's coming out of Canada.
No, I live in Hazlet, New Jersey. I live down in Monmouth County. I've been down here for 25 years. But, you know, more than 25. I've been almost 30 years. But, you know, I was playing with my friend's son that was playing basketball for Villanova, right? He didn't get drafted because he got hurt and he had to have surgery on his foot. So he didn't try out. He didn't go to the NBA trials. So I don't know what's going to happen. The doctor said he can't play till September. So we're going to try to see if he can get signed as a free agent for the G League or something. That's all. I mean,
wasn't
that's the only thing we can hope.
Wasn't he just in the championship rounds this season?
Last year, right? They went to the Final Four, yeah.
Yeah.
But this year, they had a bad season. Their season wasn't all that good. I told my friend last year he should have went to the pros. He had a chance to sign last year, and he said he wanted to come back because he wanted to get drafted high and make more money. And I told my friend, I said, that might not happen. You know, you never know. So it messed around. He didn't have a good year this year. And now we don't even know.
He got an injury on his toe, right? Did he get a toe injury or something?
Yeah, his foot. He had to have surgery on his foot. So we don't know. They still might sign him. We don't know if one of the teams going to sign him as a free agent. That's what
so
he's
going to go to the G League?
And we hope they sign him for the G League. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay.
He might get signed in one of G League teams, you know. That's all we can hope. Other than that, his career is over.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yeah,
but
it's got to come to an end.
Everything comes to an end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because once you get an injury in basketball, man.
Some of that money, which could have made some of that money, that big money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you know, Dr. James, when you get an injury in college basketball, man, them pros start saying, hold up.
Yeah.
Yep,
so
you
still
go.
Got to play, so once he heal up, he got to go out there and try out for the team. So he's going to have to go. What they do is tryouts. Like, even when the season is over, when they're working out, they'll let you try out for the team. And if they like you, they can still sign you, even if the season is not started yet. So
if he got an agent.
If the agent gives him a tryout, he can still try out. What?
Dr. J, but one of them injuries, man, them foot injuries, they the most worst we have in the NBA, though.
Yeah, you got to wait until it heals. And that's what I was telling my friend. You don't want to rush him too fast because then he won't play good because his foot will still be bothering him. He got to wait until it heals up good. You know what I mean? Because if it's still bothering him, he's not going to play good. Especially with your foot because you got to jump. He's 6'7", so he got to keep jumping, you know. And if his foot hurts, it's hard for him to jump. But you know what? Whatever happens, happens. But like I said, I hope he can get up there and try to get some of that big money, even if it get him a couple of million, you know. But you never know. But if Timmy Thomas turned down $69 million back then, he was crazy. Back then, that was a lot more money than it is now.
Dr. J, look at what's the name? Look at Judge for the Yankees, right?
Yeah.
He got a big toe injury now. They think he got a torn ligament in that. He can't even play.
I know.
And
well,
because like
you got to run. If you can't run, then you can't do nothing.
Yeah, and he making like 30-something million a year?
Not right.
Now you got all that money sitting on the bench?
Yeah,
Yeah, but with him, you know they're going to wait until it heals. They don't want him to play too early because they don't want him to injure it again. So they rather wait, even if they got to wait the whole year. So they paying him all that money. They don't want him to get hurt again.
Exactly. When you got that kind of money you putting out there, you put him on the bench. You stay there till you heal up.
Yeah. But see, these young boys coming out of college, they ain't got money like that. They didn't sign the contract yet. So they don't have to give them nothing, yeah.
See, that's one thing I hate about college basketball. The boys be playing and they don't get a dime, but the coaches get mad money.
Nah, he got a quarter of a million now because they started last year. They started paying the players. He got a quarter of a million.
Yeah,
they paid him.
Yeah.
But that still ain't that much. That ain't that much, though. Quarter of a million ain't that much considering all them other guys getting, you know, lots of millions, you know.
Well, especially after taxes and everything.
Yeah, but it's
and
better
most
than
the guys, most of the guys, you spend the money before they get it.
But it's better than nothing. Quarter of a million is better than nothing.
Right, right? You're right about that.
But, you know, if he signed, he can get, you know, multiple millions. So we'll see what happens.
That's all them women. That's when all them women come out the woodwork, Doc.
Yeah, but my friend, he's very tight with money. Kids be tight with money. They ain't going to waste no money. I know how he is. He was in the Marines, and he's very tight with money. He don't waste no money, and he taught his kids to be like that. That's one thing about him. I know if he gets the money, he going to hold on to that money.
Damn.
You know, which is good. That's good.
He was like that?
He don't splurge money. Like, you know, instead of buying a fancy car, he's just going to buy, like, a regular little car. That's how he is.
Yeah, because most of them do take that money and buy stupid things with them.
Yeah, see. He ain't going to do that.
What do you need a $200,000 car for?
Yeah, see, he ain't going to do all that. He's going to just buy, like, a little regular car and buy, like, a regular house, you know, stuff like that. That's how he is.
Ms. Miller still on the phone or she left?
I don't know what's
going
on.
I'm here.
So, Latoya,
talking?
What's going on over in Hoboken over there where you at? Anything coming up?
I don't know. They have a lot of things that goes on over here, but I don't really bother with. Yeah, they have a lot of good things like in the park up there, like by the waterfront, and yeah. But I really don't go up there as much.
Oh, okay.
A lot of festivals, those sort of things, but I don't really go up there as much, man. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah, it's beautiful up there by the waterfront.
You live near Frank Sinatra, though?
I'm sorry?
I'm just joking. I said, do you live near Frank Sinatra's house?
I'm like a block away.
Oh, you know where you used to live?
Yes.
Does his family still live there?
That I'm not sure. But I know they did something with Frank Sinatra, like a couple of, not many months ago, and they had it on the news. And
You know, matter of fact, Pam Gaston sent out a email about that, about Frank Sinatra over there, that they doing something over that way.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he lived in Hoboken.
Yeah, that's where he's from.
Yeah.
You know, he gave a lot of money to charity when he died. He gave like $70 million to charity.
Yeah, they do. That's one thing about them, you know, people like that, they do give out charity. I respect them people, but the other ones who don't want to give nothing to nobody, they're greedy.
Well, if he had $70 million to give to charity, imagine how much he had all together that he gave to his family and friends and stuff. Who knows?
Yo, man, you know, when they was with the Rat Pack back then, man, they was making crazy money. All of them.
Yeah, he probably owned a lot of that stuff, too. We don't even know.
To this day, they still sing a song in New York, New York, New York. They yeah. always going to play that in New York. I'm like, why are you playing in New York and he live in Hoboken?
Now, I wasn't going to ask you to hold the show for 5 minutes. It's over 5 minutes now.
Yeah, but he's speaking to a lady. I wouldn't even come back to us either, but I was on the phone with a woman, just me and her. Y'all just have to catch up, wake up. Miss Bella, is you coming back to the church over here?
I was at church last Sunday. I was there. I was in Saint Mary's Patterson.
How did the streets look to you when you got over here?
Now they put me up right in front of the door. It's door to door.
Okay.
And I asked the singing, going right back home. So I don't know nothing about Patterson, I tell you.
Yeah, because it's...
What made you go to church in Patterson? Why'd you go to church all the way in Patterson? That's a long way from your house.
Alex told me about this church, and Sister Elba, she's a beautiful lady that goes there, and I went last year, and I've been going every
nice
time so far.
It's a nice church, Dr. James.
Oh.
I mean, my grandparents, before they passed and went on, I was going to church in Jersey City, but I went to that church, Dr. James, and I'm like, okay.
Well, see, the reason I asked you that, Ms. Miller, because the homeless is getting out of control over here. And, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, you be careful when you come over here. They
no,
do
I'm
reaction.
Okay. It's door to door. Door to door. And
gotcha.
they are our eyes while we're there anyway. They look out for us.
I don't want none of them approach you because I had to go right and look for them. I had to herd them up, you know.
So
oh,
is a group of y'all to go over there?
No. Me and Alex so far. Me and Alex gonna go there. But they pay attention. All the church members and stuff. As soon as we can get up and move around, they are already on their feet trying to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice people. Really nice.
Yeah, that's
people.
Like 4 blocks from my house where she be at.
That's a non-denominational church. Non-denominational.
Yes. Nice church. I mean, I like it. That's why, you know. I'm sorry, Dr. Jane.
I said that's good.
Yeah.
Because I'm non-denominational. I don't believe in, like, Baptist, Catholic, and all that stuff. Because Jesus wasn't no denomination. Jesus wasn't no denomination.
Got it.
I just believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior, and God, our Father.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Amen.
I don't believe like Pentecostal, Baptist, Catholic, Episcopal, and all that.
Well, I look at it like this.
I
respect those who do believe in that because that's their belief, and who I am to judge their belief, but I just tell them straight up. Jesus, our Savior, God is my Father. I keep it moving.
Yep.
And I bless those who bless themselves and who believe what they believe. As long as we have a decent conversation and don't get out of control, hey, because no matter who we call them is, we all praying on one person, one religion.
Yeah,
yep.
I look at it all the same.
You held
too.
It down, Mouse.
We're doing good.
How about you? Did you hold it down?
No, he didn't go there on you. he
that's
just went off.
Hard. That's hard to do, right?
Yeah. What you want? No. What you want to hear? Yeah, we got a breakfast. We got a breakfast date at 6 a.m. That's what you think? Nah.
Everybody be texting me that tomorrow. Now I said I got a breakfast date in the morning at 6. Everybody be texting me that.
Yeah, he over here talking about, man, it been passed by, man. I said, man, if any woman got me on the line, just us two, I have to wait. Y'all catch y'all tomorrow.
You said 5 minutes. That was longer than 5 minutes. Hey, the body name, you need to invite him to your show. Interview him on your show one day.
Hey, Dr. Jane, how many made you know be on the phone with a woman less than 5 minutes?
I just told her to Google me to find out my life story. Like, she don't really know. Like, if you Google me, it'll tell you everything about me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a perfect guest to be on somebody's show. Like, to tell my life story. I wrote a book about my life story. My life story was in the movie theaters.
It's very interesting. Yeah, like, writing in common, though.
Miles, you don't gotta say it. You don't got to say it. Let her find out on her own. You know what I mean?
I hear you, bro.
You like to blurt it out, like, 2023.
Stop being a punk, Let her find out. What you think she going to find out that I'll run down? What's she going to think? She going to be like that dude on, what's that thing? Come run down the street hollering, Jay.
I retired from the streets in 2008.
Uh-oh.
It's 2023.
What's that became president? 2008, Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah. I changed my life around since 2008. I started writing books and movies and stuff like that.
You know the crazy thing about that too, Jay? That's the year I actually went to school and got my GED, and the next year I went to college, 2009.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
At 51. And
boy,
I had a good time there. I did television and radio in college.
That's why talk so much. That's why you talk so much.
That's what my professor said. You should be on the radio and television, man. You just asking all kinds of questions. I said, shit, I can't see what y'all talking about, but I can hear it. That's all I did, Jay. Television and radio, man.
Television and radio.
Yo, man, when you on TV, you hear yourself talk, you don't even know that's you. You're like, who the hell is that? That's you. Damn.
Okay.
All
right, saying good night.
All right, Miss Moore, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on as usual.
Right, Latoya.
Good night, Latoya.
All right, Latoya.
Going to Sean, good show. You did a wonderful job, you guys.
A match made in heaven.
Oh, Lord, the boy been drinking Pepsi Colas again.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen.
Match made in heaven. Yeah, man, I lost it. See, you come out here and messed up our host. Now we gotta find another Jay. Oh Lord, we gotta reprogram him now.
it's another Jay show tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Hey, Miss Miller. Now you know something. Up, Jay's still awoke. Right about now, he's still awoke.
Ain't that so? I usually be knocked out,
snoring, whatever.
He didn't take a drink tonight, right?
Clear as day.
Yeah. Hey, Latoya, what show is tomorrow you was talking about?
Shadi's show.
Oh, that's right. Shadi's show at 7. Yeah. I almost forgot.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
So she
messed up our host, man. Oh. Latoya.
I thought his show was on Wednesday.
Latoya.
I thought his show was Wednesday.
He switched it to Saturday.
Yeah, what happened now?
Take your girlfriend off the phone before we can get Jay back. Because he leaving the state right now.
Well,
he on Highway 95 going the wrong way because... she done got him on the wrong
go.
State.
Everybody
back.
Have a nice 4th of July. Don't eat too much barbecue.
You as well, Dr. James. You as well.
Dr. James.
All right.
Everybody have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, LaToya.
Good night.
We,
hey, Jay.
What up?
Yo, man, this was very interesting, man. This was a good one for real, Jay. This was a good show.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. I never know how my show is going to turn out. But
say that too.
It turned out very good. I'm very glad that Leon introduced you to this show. And like I said, it's a reason for everything. You know what I mean? So what's meant to be is meant to be. You know?
Yep, because the topics you had tonight.
A lot of people got cut off. They texted me saying they got cut off. But sometimes they cut them off at 11 to 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But we gonna end the show because I was supposed to be going fishing in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
So, Jay, the topics you're going to do tonight, you got to do them again some other time, man, because this went a whole different route.
Yeah,
and went a good route, too, man.
Yeah.
My man met his match. I got to put this on my bulletin board.
She changed the criteria of the show. I didn't
the whole dynamic.
Do what I was supposed to do. Yeah, she changed the whole dynamic. What?
It was very colorful. Especially when y'all was going back and forth with the music thing. That was cool.
I'm going to watch her videos on YouTube now.
Oh, okay. I'll check you tomorrow, Jay.
Okay, everybody have a good night.
All right.
Listen, we got to go out right. Hold up. We're gonna all go out right. I don't even know if I could play no music the way they might have just shut me down. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even think I could play music. We just gonna end it right now. Everybody that came on, you know what I mean? I appreciate you. I thank you. There's people still on the line. I guess they just listening to us talk. But I really appreciate it. The people that I didn't get a chance to even ask for donations and all that, you know, because sometimes it ain't about money. You know what I mean? Sometimes situations is bigger than money and bigger than yourself, and you don't know. Like tonight's show was bigger than donations. It was bigger than me. It was bigger than everybody. You know what I mean? It was for some reason like being a podcaster. You never underestimate being up because you're dealing with people from the world. Like, even as intelligent and amusing as Evernay was, you know, what I mean? I'm sure I was. Evernay. I'm sure. Even as interesting and in everything as she was, I'm sure she found me the same way. And everything happened for a reason. You know what I mean?
We don't.
And now I'm gonna watch her videos. And she's very cute. And I'm gonna watch her videos now. Well, at least one.
Oh, Lord, yeah, to put. Now she got
so
him saying
really
cute.
Sweet.
You hear that, Miss Miller? Now she got him saying cute.
She is cute.
How you know that's really her? That could be somebody else. You know she's doing one of them dating cyber services.
Well,
as you know, that could be her cousin. That could be her cousin. You look at.
If it's a catfish, it's a catfish.
Yes, Miss Miller.
That'll go for business.
Okay.
Thank you, LaToya.
LaToya always checking me, man. She
don't,
always checking me.
Don't hate. Don't hate. Participate. Don't hate. Participate.
Oh, Lord.
You know
now she got her saying other words. Lord Jesus.
You know, everybody, you know, too, like LaToya said, I almost forgot. Tune in to Shadi show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Let's talk about
call
it.
In,
and it's su-
call
and
tomorrow
Sunday,
night at 7 o'clock.
What's that?
The show.
Say that again.
Nine.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just calling Nine. Pray for Jay. Get us our Jay back, LaToya. Because I don't know who this guy is.
It's all good. It's all good.
You want me rock.
Okay.
You want me rock. You know what they say? What they say? What's that word? Music calms the wild
savage
animal
beast.
And the beast. How do you say that? Yeah.
It calms the savage
like
beast.
So
hold
every,
on, Jay. I
got to
tell
day,
to get my, my signs. We're going to be in front of your house with a sign. Bring back Jay. Bring back Jay.
Evan A. calmed the king of the jungle.
Okay.
He calmed the king of the jungle. I'm the king.
Damn, she
I'm
screwed him up.
I'm the king of the podcast.
Now say it again.
That's why I love LaToya like I do, because she always keeping it real with me.
We will have a good night.
I swear I'm going across. See, I'm going to slap Jay right back into Patterson, because he done left the station.
Stop that. He told my brother. He want to say bring Jay back. I'm still here. I'm gonna try to see if we can get some. I'm gonna see if we can get some big things going on with me and
Ivadene.
Ivadene.
Won't you write her name down and keep saying it to yourself?
Now,
man, I'm gonna get it right.
Well, first of all,
I couldn't allow him to mess it up when he was saying
like
that.
One of the
grown, you know?
You're quite welcome.
We get ready. Be out of here. I'm going to play some Prince and we out of here. Listen, everybody, I had a wonderful time. Everybody had a wonderful time. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. The Shadi Show is Sunday at 7, the same phone number. Support Ivadene, her show, Monday. I got the phone numbers. I'm going to be shouting it out. I got a funny feeling you're going to be hearing a lot more of her on the Keeping It Real podcast. Thanking Leon for introducing us, Miles, helping me co-host, LaToya, Omar for calling in, who else called in, can't remember, and anybody else who might have called in tonight, Dr. James, I really appreciate it, because without the callers, you know, it wouldn't be no, without you, it wouldn't be no us, everybody, you know, everybody enjoy your weekend. You got a long weekend, a 4th of July weekend. Be safe. And you know, really, that's all I got to say. And look forward to bigger and better things happening. Everything happens for a reason. I think tonight's show happened for a reason. I really do. You know, I could take a punch. You know what I mean? And,
You got knocked
some
the fuck
people,
out, Jay.
You went. No. She won the battle, but I win the war. Don't worry about it. I win the war, Miles. Don't worry about it.
All right. Good luck.
One battle.
Come back strong. keep our manhood up. Keep our man up. Keep us real now.
Yeah, keep
yeah,
it real.
I said
everybody
to Miss Miller,
that.
What? Stay out of grown folks' business. Yeah, stay out of. That's right. Tell her again, Jay, what I said. I ain't scared of you, Miss Miller, no more. A few minutes ago I was, but not now. Jay back.
Stay out of grown folks' business.
I'm coming for her, Miles. I'm coming for her.
I hear you.
I'm coming.
Hey, Latoya. The next Beyond the Eyes meeting, when you see me, be nice now.
I get to look at her YouTube and look in her eyes. I get to see what I really want to see. Now, you know, I mean, I look through people's eyes straight to their soul.
That's right.